Oh.
Hello, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. Today, we are talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, and I would like to start by getting to know if you are registered to vote.
Okay. To my phone.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if you're registered to vote in Georgia.
Yes, because of Georgia. You said to vote for the phone, right?
Yes, are you registered to vote in Georgia?
Yes.
Great.
To reactivate the phone, right? To reactivate the phone?
Yeah, this is just a very short survey. Do you think of yourself as a male, a female, a genderqueer, a gender nonconforming, not exclusively male or not female, or would you say that you represent or identify yourself as an additional gender category or other?
No, it's just me.
Okay, male or female?
Yeah, I'm a girl.
Okay, thank you. What's your
Let me ask you a question. Is this to keep the phone activated? Like to keep the servers on?
Yeah, this is just a very short survey, totally confidential.
Okay.
You're just talking to people in your area about local issues. Now, I know what's your year of birth?
12/12/1965.
Okay, 1955. Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
What that mean?
Yeah, like, are you Hispanic or are you descendant of someone Hispanic?
No, what I don't know what that means.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And may I know what's your race then?
Oh, Decatur, Georgia.
No, are you white, black, or African American?
I'm black.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And what's the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have students in 12th grade.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And no matter how personally you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. We're 10.
Wait a minute, what is I'm voting for?
I'm sorry?
What is I'm voting for?
Yeah, this is in this case an opinion, a public opinion poll, ma'am, okay?
Oh, to complete my phone to stay on, right?
Okay, let's just...
You said this to complete my phone to stay on?
Yes, ma'am. It is supposed to be completed by phone.
Okay.
So, how frequently you vote in elections, ma'am, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? I was asking you to please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. I'm sorry, where 10 means that your vote has a little power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
Oh, you said 10, give me power?
Yes, 0 to 10.
Can I get 10?
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied
with the direction in which the country is headed?
Okay. Didn't I tell y'all to put that stuff down and drop it back down? No! Didn't I tell you if I get treated? Say that one more time. I'm sorry, man. I was talking to the kids. I'm sorry.
Yes, of course.
Put it down, lady. Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Somewhat satisfied?
Oh, I'm happy. I'm happy.
So would you say that you are very satisfied or just somewhat satisfied?
What is, you mean like, I'm very satisfied to be happy that my phone on?
Yes, I would like to know if you are satisfied or dissatisfied with the.
No, I'm satisfied that my phone on.
Okay.
Because I like to keep it on.
Okay. And please write your feelings towards some people or organizations and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And
I told you I'd be up here. Say that one more time.
Yes, ma'am. I was asking you to please write your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 0 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is, how do you feel about Kamala Harris from 0 to 10?
10, because I feel very happy to have a phone.
Okay. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? From 0 to 10, how favorable are you with him?
I'm very good with him because I'm glad they gave me the phone.
0 to 10, I'm sorry?
I said 10 because I'm glad they gave me the phone.
Okay. What about the Republican Party? How do you feel? How favorable are you towards them?
Oh, I feel great with them.
I'm sorry, one more time?
I said I feel great with them.
Okay, and will that be from 0 to 10?
10, because I feel great with them.
Okay, what about Joe Biden? How do you feel towards him?
10, because it's okay.
How do you feel about Senator Raphael Warnock?
10, because they do a great job.
What about the Democratic Party?
10.
What about Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So this is Sunday, right?
Okay, I know it is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, for Democrat Joe Biden, for the third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third party, or are you still undecided? Or will you say that you will vote for other political offices but not president?
I ain't decided yet. I got to think about that when I ain't decided yet.
So who would you vote for?
I don't know.
I'm sorry?
I don't know.
Okay, it's okay. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, for Democrat Joe Biden, for the third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent or third party, or are you still undecided? Or would you vote for the political offices but not president, or will not
vote? I don't know.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but in the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress...
Is we too now?
I'm sorry?
I said, is we too now?
One more time?
I said, are we too now?
Yes, we're not done yet now. We are still working on that, okay? I know it's a
you
long
gotta do all that. You got to do all that to keep the phone on?
Yes, we gotta ask you a couple of more questions.
Okay.
Okay, so as I was telling you, I know it's still a long way off, but it's the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress going on today. For whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Say that one more time.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? Would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Say that one more time.
Yes, ma'am. For whom would you vote on the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress? For the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. In which of the following statement is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? The statement A says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. And then statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life. Elections won't impact me that much.
Okay.
Okay, would you go better for letter A or for letter B?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Would you go for letter A or for letter B?
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your time.